Okay. Welcome back. I hope it was a very enjoyable Sukkot break.
Not if you had an internship.
Oh, okay. Still, it's not simple.
Don't forget that. It's pretty cool about the yeshiva allowing teachers to give a lot of work over vacation.
I thought it's not right. I thought the high school, when I ran the high school, I was
actually
you know, the rabbi has to work on the other, it's true. But when I ran the high school here in MTI, I always instructed the teachers not to give work right before, do right after. In other words, they have a big term paper, they go a week after. Okay, they don't have to.
Yeah, so I have a big test between like one class tomorrow and another test on Wednesday and a big lab report due tomorrow. So,
yeah, the high school discourages it. Okay. So Bez Hashem will begin today with the third nine melachas. So the first of the melachas that we'll look at is the melach of Choresh, Harisha. It'll strike you right away that in the Mishnah, which are printed in source one, Choresh is number two. The Mishnah, Dafayim, Gimel, and Aleph, in the first of the sources. Avi got the sources because we had it on digital. We got them. Okay. Speaking to somebody on Zoom. Okay. So it says, Avos melachas, Rabban Chosachas, Hazoreya, Choresh. The Mishnah, in Klal Gadol, the Vayin Gimel Aleph, the Mishnah lists Zoreya before the list Choresh. But the truth of the matter is, in terms of logic, before you see, before you put the seeds in, you have to plow. Plow means, you know, you open, make ridges and furrows to put the seeds in. So the Gemara is sensitive to this question, which I printed in source number two. This is a technical point. The Gemara raises that question. I'm going based source two as Zoreya Choresh Michli. Michu karvi bereisha. Michu karvi means to plow it. You plow first, right? That's what Rashi explains in source three. I go michu karvi means chorshin, right? You plow first. You open the ground up first. So listening chorish v'hada listening zareya. So why doesn't the Mishnah list chorish before zareya? So Gemara says Tana be'eretz Yisrael kaya. As we know, the Mishnah was compiled in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, and apparently the land in Eretz Yisrael, the earth in Eretz Yisrael, at least in those days, I don't know how it is today exactly, but the earth, the soil in Eretz Yisrael was very, very hard. The Zari Bereisha of Ahadar Karvi, they would plant it, they would open it up a little bit, but then have to plow it again, they'd have to plow it a second time. Rashi explains, Eretz Yisrael, Koshehi, the land, the soil was very hard. Ve'en Yochol Achasos below Charisha. You would not be able to put the seeds in. Once you put the seeds down, you'd have to cover them again. You have to dig again to get dirt to cover. It wouldn't just fall in. The soil would kind of like fall on its own. But you had to, in fact, do another act of harisha. Vashmina dehonami harisha. In the Chiddush, the Mishnah is, even though that's the second step, okay, but that's still called harisha. In other words, the original harisha, which is you have to make your furrow to put the seeds in. But then I had to dig. The soil was so hard, I had to dig again to cover it. In other words, you have to plow a second time after putting the seeds in, okay? And the second time is also called Choresh, and that's the Kamash one. Okay, and the idea that's important to us is because that's necessary to help the seeds grow, and this helps us define what Choresh is. It's filling with the soil in a way to help the plant, the seeds, germinate to whatever the agricultural term is, and grow. That's the idea. Okay, so the Gemara said,
It's interesting, I think, the Gemara would say this because of, you know, the Lamas are actually based off the Mishkan. So the Mishkan, they were in Eretz Yisrael.
Yeah, it's true. But that's cool for the Gemara saying. And Tana, the Rosh of the Tana was telling you what the procedure was. And to give you a Chiddush a little bit, I was to tell you that this second Harisha is also called Harisha. In other words, that's why I mentioned Zoraya first. You might think the second thing is just to, you know, just to finish the Zoraya process or whatever. That's a time. It's a good point. But nonetheless, but the Gemara says, therefore, yes, it's a Zari Bereisha Hadar Karvi. Okay, fine. So that's what the Gemara says. But then the Gemara adds, more important, but again, it's a technical question. Okay. But the Gemara then says at the end, V'achoresh, Tana Choresh, V'achofer, V'achoresh, Kulam Achasi. Whether it's actual plowing, Chofer is digging, Choresh is making furrows, you know, not exactly digging a hole, but making ridges. So all this is considered part of that melacha achas.
Huh?
Choretz. Choretz is making a furrow or a ridge. Digging. Chofer is digging. Choresh, chofer. Choretz, all the same thing. Okay. Choretz also chritzin. Chritzin are ridges, furrows in the ground. So it's called melacha achas. And Rashi explains it means in this context, ein chayv melachas. you know, only one malacha. It's all the same malacha. The kula l'rafuye ara avi. Rafuye means to soften. To soften all these things are to soften the ground. Okay, to soften the ground, loosen the soil, and make it suitable for planting. Right, to loosen up the soil to be able to put the seeds in. That's the definition. Whether it's actual plowing or it's just digging a hole or it's making some sort of ridge, all these things Rashi says the kula l'rafuye ara avi. All these things are done to soften up the soil. Okay, that's the definition of the malacha. If you look at the Rambam, Perek Zayin of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Aleph, malachos shechavim of skill of a karis mezid or karmachatis pishkogma, the malachos for which you're chayav skill if you do it on purpose, or karis if there are no edim and so on, or karmachatis pishkogma, mehen avos mehen toldos, uminyan kol avos malachos arboim chasar achas elohen hacharisha. Notice the Rambam puts harisha first. Okay, not the order of the mission. He's a harisha and then hazriya. Okay, and you know, look in the, I think in the contemporary form, kind of you see both. You see some the list of the 39 malachas in English books or whatever, the modern Hebrew books, I think. I mean, I didn't do a survey, but if you look and you see, you know, some of them will list Choresh first, and then Zoriah, some will list Zoriah first. The Rambam again lists Choresh first. we explained already why. Halacha Beis, Kol Eila Malachas L'chol Shum Meinyonam Heyon Igu Alvus Malachas Keitzin, you know, what does it mean? Ech Rachorej, Alachofer, Alachokritz, Hareza Av Malacha, Shekol Achaz Achman, Chafira Bekarka Vinyan Echad, all this is deemed to the ground, and it's all considered one thing. The Magad Mishnah is sensitive to a different issue, just again, a technicality, but the Magad Mishnah there in Perek Zayin Halach Aleph points out that in the language of the Mishnah, besides the order, the Mishnah describes the person, Hazorea, Hachoresh. Okay? Whereas the Rambam describes the act, Zuriya, Harisha. Again, this is a technical difference, but the Magen Mishnah is sensitive to it. He says, source 5, Bakula Nisku Shom Beloshon Adam, Hapoel. The act is the act of Harisha. The Mishnah formulates it as Hachoresh, one who digs. Right, the discussion about the other apol, come on, Zorba Chorj. Rabbein is Geshem Apol. Okay, not a big deal. The same idea. I don't know. There's a fellow in our shul. Is a type of Talmud Chacham. Is a character. So during Hakobas and Zibas Torah, we do Haderes Amuna. You know, so Haluch Bamushal, Chayal, Kesar Kavod. She also have Hazareya Bachorish and Amar. You know. I think the first time I heard it was funny, and I've heard it every year for many years. Anyway, but that's the language of the Mishnah. But the Gemara, the Rambam calls it Achal Shema Pula. Okay, the Makavis HaMishnah deals more with the order issue. The Makavis HaMishnah, printed in Surah 6, Perks Anal Chalam, in the Harisha, Shina Rabbeinu B'mitzas Miseder HaMishnah. He points out, the Rambam changed a little bit the order of the Mishnah. Hikdim Harisha L'Zviya. He put Harisha L'Zviya first. Why could the Gemara Parach Michti Mikrib Karvi B'Resha? The others are listening Chosh B'Resha M'Shani Tanam Reti Yisrael. Quite like we saw, right? The Gemara on Source 2 and I know obeys. So therefore, the Rambam put it in the normal order. Again, the Eretz Yisrael was the Yotzim HaKal, because the nature of the soil there, this is the more common thing. Okay? And the Racharkach Kol, he should call Yud Aleph Malachos HaPas, at the side point, the first 11 we call Sidur the Pas, right? The process of bread making, from the plowing and the planting till the baking, the first 11 Malachos we call Sidur the Pas. And he did it the Derech HaOlam, the regular way he did it in most of the world, not in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. No, it's earlier than that. I think it's earlier than that. He's pointing it out. I think the Gemara calls it Sidur HaPas. Okay. By the way, they divide a different kind. I'm not sure. I have to look. I'm not sure. I have to look. I'm not sure. I don't know if they're all the Gemara. No. I have to figure out the first one is a good question. But Sidur HaPas is in the Gemara term. Anyway, but I was more emphasizing the last words of the Rabbi Makavis HaMishnah there is Der Ha'olam. He's going by what's done in most of the world and not the Yotzim HaKal Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Now, we know, we learned already and discussed at length in the Hakdamah Shiurim that the Malachas of the Mishkan were modeled after, the Malachas of Shabbos were modeled after the Mishkan. So the Yerushalmi, in Shabbos Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, on that Mishnah Kol Gadol, the Yerushalmi says, Kol Avos Malachas Min HaMishkan Lamdu 7. Ma Harisha Haisa Mishkan? Where was the Harisha? Anything to do with the Mishkan? So it says, Chorshin Lita Samemonen. they had to make certain types of herbs for dye purposes, and some of them were plant derivative. So you had to plant, right? Now, again, by the way, we learned that Lachokas, according to Rav Haigo and others, that not only what was necessary in the building of the Mishkan, but in the function of the Mishkan. Remember that Lachokas? So then you needed wheat for the Lechem Aponim and so on. So it's more understandable. But in terms of the building of the Mishkan, we didn't need wheat for that. It's a show harsh and lita samamonim, okay, the various herbs. But the key is, L'chol dover shul ha'nayas karka chayv mishum chorish. Anything which benefits the soil, meaning it makes it more suitable for planting, that's considered chorish. So it's interesting, the carbon ha'edah on that, we're talking about this the other day, the carbon ha'edah on that Yerushalmi, in Perzal HaChabay, is 8. Upar kolos malachim v'rishon lamdu, l'ezeh tzorach ha'isa ha'rishon mishkan, ruiz ha'rishon mishkan, u'mishan she'chosh nita tzonan, she'u tzvichin l'shemen ha'mishkan. Okay, the oil, the Shemana Mishka, anointing oil, the Torah gives you the recipe in Parashat Kisisa, what the different ingredients were with the Shemana Mishka. Pita Maktaris, right? Those are Pita Maktaris. It's in the Karbonis and in Kalkana, right? Pita Maktaris tells you what the Salmon and what the different herbs were. They were used for the Ketores and the Shemana Mishka and so on. And he also writes, Litzboa Tchelis. So some of the guys asked me, where, you know, Tchelis comes from Chalazon, where is the U.S., right? Where's Harisha? You know, it comes from a snail. So initially I wasn't sure, but I'm doing a little bit of research. So I thought maybe, you know, there are other chemicals that are put in. The Gemara Menachos mentioned other chemicals that are put into, you know, to make the... you know, to make the tchelis, you've seen the process done, you know, with the dye, with the extract from the gland of the snail. So I emailed my brother-in-law, who's the one who manufactures the tchelis there, so he's the tchelis man. So I emailed him, I said, he said he wasn't familiar with this carbonate. I mean, he's done a lot of research on tchelis, but he didn't recall this carbonate, but I said, could it be some of the other chemicals? And he said he didn't think so, but he said he's hesitant to reply because he's not no longer convinced exactly what I was emailing. I'm just going to find his email because he, in 1 second. Let's see if I can locate his email. He said he's no longer 100% convinced exactly what the Chazal did in terms of exactly how they manufactured. He said, let me just read you. He has, hold on 1 second. Yeah, he says, I'm sorry for the late reply. Not sure I can be too much help here, mainly because over the past year or so, I've become less sure of the methods that the ancient dyers in Jewish Eretz Yisrael used for dyeing tchelis. That they dyed tchelis is a fact, but how they did it is unclear. I used to think that they used the fermentation method that Pliny the Elder's Goyish scientist, we're books from a Greek expert. Right. So I used to think that they used the fermentation method that Pliny the Elder describes. There is currently disagreement among chemists whether that method would be able to yield the proper blue or only purple. Also, the method described in the Gemara Menachos doesn't really fit well with Pliny's. Okay, there are other suggestions of uses such as quicklime, fructose, different, you know, types of chemicals. So, according to the first method, there doesn't seem to be anything that would require harisha. That would use salt or maybe urine or wood ash. You could stretch things and claim that the wood used for the wood ash, you had to burn that to plant the wood out of harisha. He thought that was a stretch. But anyway, he says, he wasn't sure. Okay. However, yeah.
Isn't that an important example you do besides that you have a philosopher?
Well, no, because that's a different discussion, but mm-hmm. Apparently not. Think about because the Rambam has a different. Certain things could be, the Rambam says you add certain things to Arm Yiduim or something like that. You know, so part of those things are just to give it a different, I'm not sure. I don't know enough about that. But anyway, that's a response to me. But be that as it may, but upon further research, and upon more research, I knew this before, I just forgot about it. The Tiferes Yisrael, Mishnayos, the Yochanan Boaz, the Mishnayos, the Yisrael Lichitz, that's the bottom, you know, the Yochanan Boaz, the Mishnayos. So he has various hakdamas to different sections of the Mishnah, different Siddurim of the Mishnah. So he has something called Kupas Arochlim, which is an introduction of many things in Moed, including Shabbos. So he has a diak there that it could be that the chilazon is required for tchelas only for tzitzis, as opposed to for big day kahuna. Some of the big day kahuna also had tchelas, but that's what tchelas is first mentioned in the Chumash and Chuma Tzavah, things leading to the Mishkan, right before tzitzis, I ever mentioned the Chumash. So one of the things that a collector, as the Havach, as the Choshes, as Chelas, our government, the beginning of Parshas Truma. So there's a question. The Rambam apparently talks about the Chalazon only with regards to Tzitzit. He doesn't require, he doesn't talk about it with regards to the Bidei Kahuna. So it could be that what the Gemara calls Kalailim, the Gemara has, there's a plant derivative that produces the same color of Chelas. The Gemara says it's no good for Tzitzit. In fact, the Gemara has in Babetzia that on the Yeshmael Kechma, Shah says he's coming back to Mitzrayim, that just like I was able to distinguish between the tipa that produced a bechor and was not a bechor, because Baruch Hu Bakas Bechoros knew exactly who was actually a bechor, who wasn't really a bechor. Right? Just like I was able to distinguish, and I can also distinguish as a Kodesh Baruch Hu between people who Kalin is much cheaper, and that they produce the same color, but it's no good for tzitzis. Okay, the truth is it fades after a while, but after it fades, the guy who sold it to you is long out of town, right? He's gone, right? So meanwhile, you're stuck with the faded chelas. Anyway, the chelas from the snail, the dye is much faster. It clings much the faster attachment. Anyway, the point is that according to the Kupas Arochlim, suggests that for the big day kahuna, you could use perhaps a plant derivative. It would not require chelas or chelas. If that's the case, then maybe not to the Korban Eidolz.
You know. The
Kuzer Rochel is the beginning of in the commentary of the Tiferes as well. The regular big Mishnah. It's regular. I think the beginning of Moed as the Kuzer Rochel. It's called the. So somewhere there, I didn't. I thought about this after I read up the sheets because the guys asked me the question, so I didn't print it, but I'll try and find it. But anyway, he suggests that the Rambam doesn't mention the Chalazim by he only mentions by Tzitzit. Doesn't mention the big Kuzer. He mentioned the color. Because Klei Mikdash, Rambam does mention it had to be the same color, but I'm saying maybe, and also we also know that it wasn't in the Mishkan when they traveled, the Pesukim at the end of Parshas Bamidbar, it talks about packing up the Mishkan, they had to cover everything, remember that they took it at the very end of Parshas Bamidbar, talks about covering all the menorah and the aron, so tell you, Ksui or Tachash and Ksui, there's different types of covering, the Bechisu of Ksui Tcheles, right, they put Tcheles, so that also maybe didn't have to be from the chalazon, could be from a plant, so that would maybe the carbonate. Okay, I don't want to, otherwise it's a little difficult to carbonate voting that. But be that as it may, bottom line, it was necessary in the Mishkan, okay? The Pnei Moshe comments in source number 9, Lechol Dobar, Zeha Klau, Kol Dobar Shula Noasa Karka, anything which, is beneficial to the earth in terms of enabling it to take the seeds and the seeds to do what they need to do. So Chai Mishum Choresh, Kein Chofer, okay, and well, it doesn't karka in that of an object, but it means beneficial land. Now, Rabbeinu, yeah, right, that's the language. Yeah. So it's just commenting on it. But the Rabbeinu Chanan also, the Rabbeinu Chanan on the page in Shabbos, so it's 10. And I give him a base of a chanala, right? A chorish, a chorish, a chofer, kul, malachachasi, a signa kol, em shukhavisha, koshi, liyapos, a karka. Okay? Now the point is, it's what's necessary for us is it's not just softening necessarily. It's not just softening, loosening, but anything which is, that's hanah, that beautifies or liyapos, a karka, but sort of chai, vishum, chorish. Okay? Now it's interesting because the Rana Chanana brings up something which is not so much again to us anymore, because we don't have dirt floors in our homes. At one time, people had dirt floors in their house. Right? The floor, the ground was the floor. It wasn't carpeted or linoleum or tiles, whatever we use today. Okay, so the Rana Chanana distinguishes that if it's done out in the field, okay, kol shi liapos a karka besod chayv mishum chorish kol shi b'bayis mahashos chayv mishum bona, because people, again, we can't imagine. Imagine a dirt floor. You have one of these colonial museums or whatever it is. You walk in, so you see it's a dirt floor. Okay, when people step on things, you drag something. So sometimes there are ridges made, so people would smooth it out. We don't have a smooth floor. Okay, so smoothing it out is going to be important. Halacha lemaisa, it's a kol shemayis lahashvos, you know, to smooth out, to level the floor. You know, you want it level, so that's chai mishum bona. Okay, well, that's exactly what we'll get to. Yes, exactly what we'll get to. That's exactly part of chorish. Again, in doing these malachas, I'm going to try, you know, to get to halacha, things in halacha lemaisa, you know, but it's important to see the background too, just to, you know, say, understand what Chazal say. The definition of malacha is, trying to get to today. Tomorrow we'll go through some of the halacha lemaisa, you know, issues. But anyway, so the Rosh Hashanah writes, "Abal hashus karka sada chay mishum chorish k'siv." Aloim shove pni. I'm not sure what that's. Shove paner rather. Who can egg Rabbi Dair? Amad Rechaber Mashre Gumos. It's an important phrase. Mashre Gumos. Mashre Gumos means to you know, level holes or openings. Okay. But if I should go, then he mentions another thing. I'm a sakel. Okay, mesakel means to remove stones, like skila stones, or to remove stone. Hamala bekoyim shetachas azesim, or you have under olive trees, you have like cracks in the soil, and you fill it up and so on. Also ugios the gfanim, again, the branches that go around for gfanim. All these different things. Okay, these are all the key is the last line. B'chol davar shula hanos karka. That, to answer your question, he's expanding on the Hanoah's Karka, which is the language of Mishami. It means it benefits the land, okay? Not that the land enjoys it, but it means now the stuff, whatever it is, and he gave all these different examples. They do different things by dates. I'm not enough for an expert in agriculture, but if you read the Ben Hanano, different things for grape tree, you know, for vines, and different things for date trees, and different things for olives, and whatever was done to make the soil suitable for those things, that's considered to be Chorish. Now, the Rambam, Hilchos Shabbos, Perkes Halacha Aleph, Source 11, HaChoresh Kol Shehu Chayim. So that's one thing we'll come back to, but the shear is a kol shehu, any type. There's no, even a slight thinking or whatever it is, any kol shehu is chayim. Okay, we'll come back to that point shortly. But then he writes, HaMenachesh B'ikwe O'ilonos. Similarly, if you uproot, you know, I don't know what the right word would be, like weeding, you know, removing stuff that's preventing the seeds, you know, or the plants from growing properly. Hamenachesh ikwi krelot, hamakarsim asavim, hamizaridas asuigim. All these different things are removing weeds, removing grass, or other stuff that's blocking the, you know, the tree or whatever, the vegetable, the plant from growing properly. All these things, the liapas akaka, or is it toldos choresh? Get all on the top, even if you're not doing any digging at all, you didn't do any. You know, you're weeding something, you're pulling out stuff that's in the way, right? Weeds are in the way. People have gardens or backyards today. You have to weed it yourself or get some gardener to do it, right? To let the flowers or whatever it is, the plants grow properly. So that's not exactly choresh in the classic sense because you're not digging anything. You're not doing anything directly on the soil. You're pulling stuff out. But again, it's for the same purpose. Going back to that hanoz karka or liapos karka, right? To make the soil more suitable for that purpose that you want it for, right? So that's the omishasa kosher chayav. As a chayna mashre pnei asodeh, kegon shehishpi. You level the terrain, level the playing field, right? Level the terrain, right? That's what he said. Level the terrain, okay? Kegon shehishpi at tail, okay? If there was some kind of a mound, you flattened it out to make it level, okay? Omile agayar. There's some valley or opening. You filled it up, whatever it is, whatever it was to level. Chai mishum choresh. Mishure kolshu, v'chein kol amashra gumos. Mishure kolshu. Anything we're talking about is level. The level things, that's going to be under charisha. Look in the chai adam. Ayach l'shabes, kal yud tzitalev. Ha-choresh hu-hab. By the way, chai adam also puts choresh first. That's what's wrong, that I'm not crazy for the Chorish before Zorayin as well. I'm following a responsible presenter. But yeah, both. I mean, they're both right. I'm not sure what motivated me to do it that way, but I did. Okay, so the Chayadam also puts it first. Chorish Hu'av, the Kevachek Kavanas HaChorish L'Rafuye Ara, the Oz Tov L'Zriya, right? You soften the ground, so it's good for Zriya. And that's a key point, because it's not a matter of benefiting the soil. It's a matter of benefiting the soil so that things will grow. That's what he means. The oz tov l'zriya. Okay. Overgam kavaros al hashos agumos liapos and kadesha mokum shoveh. L'chein achofer b'sada or shes chritz or shes tel kotn mishpila or shes mokum namach mishos. All leveling out. Chein kol amash agumos mokum arayl b'mokum arayl l'zriya. Chai b'shem choresh. Okay, v'chein koma she'osel yapas hakarki. He told us chorish anything which is done, to otherwise make the soil suitable. Digging then it's told them chorish. Chayav v'kolshu, chayav of kolshu. Okay, and the nishmas adam, which is his expansion. The chayadim is the the basic halacha, and the bottom is footnotes. The nishmas adam, right? So nearly in osalef, same place in kalyud. Nearly pashu the chayal aram kol ela told us the choshu shami. Mashakasa the choshu lap the chayav. We told the chorish and kain chayav b'chulam. All these different things are told the chorish. Okay, now if you look at the Tiferes Yisrael. So the introduction to Hilchos Shabbos is called Klolei Kalkelos Shabbos, we mentioned before. So the Klolei Lamitas Melachos in those bays, 14, Hachoresh Kol Shu Chayev, and he puts a parenthesis. We discuss it. Hod Atam Atanel Zvi El Chrisha. The reason he puts Zvi before Chrisha is the Afilo Hay Karka Kosher. The Chorish Achar Zvi El Pam Sheni Chayev Al Chrisha Shnei. We discuss that already. That phrase all makes the point clearly. But again, echad achorish or achofar or sechuit, so yishu tel beradra or miligum or yishveil v'chulim hay b'sara chay b'shul chorish or bayis okay v'chotz chay b'shul bona fine told us chorish cave on the tachlis but like a chorish or fuya ari latnosa achein kol aose peula she doma latachlis zeh. That's what it told is right. The same ultimate goal. The same ultimate goal here. The goal here is to make the stuff suitable for growing and so on. So that's the same tachlis. All right, the same ultimate goal. If ain't a osapula be gufa karka, you don't do anything to actually the soil itself. Already told us for lohochi hamenachesh bikoyelonos, but karsim asavim again. He gives the definition. That's why I printed it. We're talking chotech olim yuvashim. I have some shemuru. You take out the dried out the dried out leaves. Not the stuff that's garbage. You pruning or weeding and this kind of mizari tzvigim. Again, in parentheses, but some chotech anof malachim, I guess, will take that wet ones, whatever it is. Okay, b'chulon niskabel yakos a karko or posa. If it's to benefit the karko to beautify it in some ways or soften it, but it tells the chorish v'chayav. Okay, now he mentioned a few other things. Hamizabel hasode. Mizabel is like zebel, garbage fertilizer. Okay, zebel is a fertilizer. Okay, you fertilize. Okay, hamisakol, you remove the stone. To a far gusha, you get. Before we should spread this stuff around, you lead the animals over the field, so the animals will excrete in the field. Is good for the animal excretion. Dung is good for the soil, right? So you bring your animals over there. You didn't do anything, no malacha, but you did. You brought your animals over there so that they should leave the dung behind, and that's good for the soil. That's good for the soil. All these things that Chayav Mishum told to the Chorish all based on that Yerushalmi. Okay.
It's interesting to me because we had the halacha of bringing the children to play in a certain area to carry the keys.
Yeah.
So it seemed, you would think that leaving one of the animals in the field would be the same thing.
Well, there's a din of shus b'hemto. I mean, we didn't talk about that. There's a din of shus b'hemto. But here it's usher. For you to do it without intent. In other words, your goal here is to bring the animals over Dafka so that, and I would say, oh, they let the kids play Dafka, they should find the keys. Dafka, they should find the keys and then carry it. All right, I have to think about it. How to work with Shiz Bamto. Anyway, in the Egle Talam, Alechas Chorish, Osei 15, told us Chorish, Amanakash, Asavim, Arroim, Mitochatovim, you weed out the garbage from the good stuff. When we talk inquiry along the stuff that's in the way of the roots, again, I keep emphasizing the point. I don't want to overstate it, but it's important. It's the purpose of Kadeshi Yitain Peros of Yoser. It's not stomped to help the soil in a general sense, in a specific sense, so that will give fruit better. Okay. Okay, the only thing is that the in the biurim, that's the Egle Talam, the Melacha knows, hey, in the biurim, in Sikot Meches, he says, under Chorish 16, Avachidush al Rambam, Shechivim Arab Rabin Avram Beno. Okay, he quotes the Tshuva from the Rambam, and it's also in the Sefer Ma'aser Rukeach. Okay, that which the Rambam says, he says it depends on a person's intent. That's what he's just stressing. Okay, The Lord Gadol also Zera Karoi. Okay, so he's just adding that any way to improve the soil. In other words, it's because otherwise, if you have grass or stuff growing, Yachishu Kochakarka weakens the soil. Okay, it could be that weakens, I don't know enough, but it could be that because now part of the soil has to contribute to the grass growing. You don't want that in the way. You want those weeds out of the way. So all these things, it's to improve the soil. Okay, because otherwise, you know, it's, I think what he's trying to say is that, you know, if it's just, in other words, if it's just to improve the soil, you see, let's say pruning, okay? Pruning would be more akin to zorea, right? If it's in the way, if you're pruning on a tree, okay, not part of the soil at all. Seems to me that pruning would be more similar to zorea because it's helping the plant grow. But uprooting weeds from the, you know, from the soil, I think makes the soil more suitable for this one step ahead. You follow what I'm saying? I think that's what the Vital is driving at here. You know what I'm saying? In other words, when you're pruning, okay, when you want to improve the tree, right? The tree, what does pruning a tree mean? It's getting garbage off the tree that you don't want there. That would not be choresh, not even a total choresh. It seems to me that would be more similar to zorea, because there you're improving the tree or you're improving the plant. Choresh, you're improving the soil so that the plant grows better. You hear the difference? You know what I'm saying? I think that's what David Adel's driving at. Okay, he's saying that it's the, otherwise yakishu, because he stresses yakishu kohakarka. If the weeds are in the way, so that's weakening the ability of the soil to properly, I don't know, provide nutrients, whatever it is for the stuff to grow, as opposed to, let's say, pruning off of a tree, getting rid of the stuff from the tree, then you're improving the tree, but you're not dealing with the soil. And that would be more like improving the zriya, improving the seed, you know, the seed, of course, at a later stage. But that's what I believe he's saying. Okay, now in terms of the, okay, so that's just the background in terms of the definition. Good? Now, if you look at the Mishnah later in Shabbos, Kuf Gimel Aleph 17, the Mishnah says, Achoresh Kolsho, I mentioned before. Okay, any type of choresh kosher. Menachesh, we said before, is weeding. Amakarsim, Mizari is removing different types of leaves. Anytime all this is kosher, there's no minim, it's not a kezias or whatever, you know, it's kosher.
How would there even be a minim?
I'm saying there is no minim, that's what I'm saying, it's kosher. Right. Well, you can say you got it, I don't know, we'll see actually for other things, but you know, if they move in, you have to carry enough for two things, whatever, you know, carrying, right. You know, there are other. Other minimums in the Vashon and so on. So here there's no minimum. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah says. Rashi Mekarsim Kotitz Rabbi Veshim Lotakno Mizaris Vidu Lachim Chavi said already. Okay, sometimes the leaves get in the way. All right, they cut them off. This is all you know, part of the definition. The emphasis here is on Kolshu. So the Gemara asks right away, one second, what do you mean Kolshu? All right, the Gemara there on Shabbos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph 19. Gemara asks, Lemai Chazi. I mean, if I just dig one little thing, what's it useful for? Why would that be choresh? I dig one tiny little hole. Okay, I make one little furrow. What's it useful for? So Gemara says, no. Chazi lebizur de kara. You can plant a pumpkin seed. Kara is squash, pumpkin, stuff from that family. Gourd, whatever you want to call it, okay? So, yeah, you can put one little thing. It'll grow there. You don't need that much space to put in a seed.
That itself, minimum.
That okay, enough for a seed.
That's not
kosher. Well, but a kosher is, but a kosher is for a seed. The seed is, it's a small, how big is the seed? The seed's tiny, right? That's, I mean, it is a shear, so the kosher is something, yeah.
Does it put the seed in or
to
improve the
land? No, the seed in. Is right. What's that? Yeah. You open up a place where you're going to put the seed in, and that's going to grow.
Moving one grain of sand. I'm saying it also improves the soil of the crop when it grows better.
Uh-huh. Okay, that works. If you take a, that would be a kosher also. You're saying, I guess it would have to be you can put something in. Rashi says, Lizro betocha, Nimo Shalot, look at Rashi in the 20, Labiza the Kara, Lizro besocha. So I guess it means in an open, put it in, put it inside. Nima is like a, almost a tiny hair, whatever, Nima Shaldoaz. Okay, now here's what he said to address your question. The Afa Gav the Shaninu Gav Tzadim Beislin Hotzah Zera Diluin Shnayim. Right, for carrying one seed is not enough for Hotzah Deraisa. No, the Rabbanan, the Deraisa. Okay, you need two. She'ein Adam Torech Minimachas Hanimin Hotzah. Ichimapik Tarte Mapik Yadodi. She'ein Ozoriachas Labada. Olivin Harisha Kol Guma Beguma Ba'apenachshi Avilah. And with each space, you know, it has to be dug individually, okay? So actually what it means is it always comes out of if I plow, a whole field, a whole furrow, it's viewed as a series of individual, it's not one act, so to speak. It's one act in terms of action, but it's viewed as if each one is separate. That was like a cultural. I drag a plow across the field, right? So I make this huge, or anything else that makes a huge furrow. I take a shovel and I drag a rake or whatever, I schlep it across and I make all these furrows. It's considered, so to speak, a sequence of continuous acts, so to speak. Because the shear is cultural. So I did 50 cultures, 1,000 cultures.
How did that work for bringing carbonate?
Well, it was all hell of a mechah to be the same carbon anyway, but... Yeah. Each, I guess if you have a separate story after each time, then you have to bring a separate carbon of each one. Then. All right, anyway, this is the, that's in terms of the sheer culture. Now, there are other, this is also an example of why it's hard to learn Hilchos Shabbos in the order of the Gemara, because there was different sukkahs scattered, throughout the Masechta. So if you look in the Mishnah and Shabbos, Lamed Chesam, we just see other examples of it, okay? 21, yeah. The Mishnah and Shabbos, says, we're talking there about Bishul. Okay, so it's not our topic directly now, but it relates, as we'll see. The Mishnah says, Ein nosen beitza b'tzad ha-mecham. Mecham is like a hot water kettle, or a hot water urn, something like that. So I put which I left in for before Shabbos. So now I put an egg, a raw egg, next to it. B'shir shetis galgil. So it literally means it'll roll, but it means it'll get hard enough to be hard-boiled that it'll, you'll know, right? You want to see if an egg is hard-boiled or not. You spin it around, right? So if it spins very fast, it's hard-boiled. If it doesn't spin fast, it's soft-boiled. Another trick? No?
Is that true? Does it actually work?
Yeah, sure. If you want to know if you're hard-boiled egg, not that I'm not an expert in eggs, but when we're having Erev Tavshilin, so you have to make the eggs, and my wife goes, I take it out, I think it's spinning around. It spins around very fast. It means hard-boiled. Okay, if it doesn't really spin around that fast, but when you take it out of the fridge, take an egg out of the fridge and try and spin it, it won't spin. Mm-hmm. It's hard roll, it'll spin very fast. So that's what this galga means. It'll harden, okay, and therefore can roll, so to speak. Anyway, so you're not allowed to, bottom line is you can't put a raw egg on Shabbos next to a hot, next to next to a kettle, a hot water urn, or whatever, for the mecham, for the purpose of Rashi, okay, the Shabbos Laman Chesam Beis 22. Ain no some beits of tzara mecham kumkumus shal lechoshes. A metal, kumkum is a kettle. Okay, a modern Hebrew thing is also kumkum is a kettle. They still use the word. Okay, so it means lechoshes is a brass or whatever, a copper. B'shulshet is galva shetitzlek tzas. It'll roast a little bit. The egg will cook a little bit. Okay? People don't, as a general rule, people don't eat raw eggs. Okay? Unless you're a chazan or something. They say it's good for you to throw. But,
Are you going to the gym a lot?
Right. The exercise people will eat the eggs. So, but soft boiled, people will eat. So, you don't have to wait to get soft boiled. They'll roll a little bit with soft boiled. So, anyway, so, and the next thing the Gemara says is, Loyafka and Besudrin. Okay, lo yishareno al suda shuucha mechama kadeshi titzla mechuma shul suda. Okay, what it means is, you can't, let's say you'll take it on a hat. A suda is like a kerchief, a handkerchief, or a cloth. Okay, and you have it boiling hot thing. So spread that on a table, I'll crack open an egg, and it'll fry on the thing. It'll fry on the hot suda. Whatever, hot garment, whatever, a suda is a garment, suda, kinyan suda.
Right? That garment is so hot.
Whatever it was hot, it was next to the fire. So we left it hanging in the fire outside the heat. And every once in a while, they have the tremendous heat wave. Okay, in New York City, the 95 degrees for 5 days in a row. I think that's technically heat wave, right? 5 days. Mm-hmm. So it's a heat wave. So they'll find some picture of a kid frying an egg on the sidewalk. And I mean, they used to have it on the paper all the time. So hot, you crack over an egg, and the side of it was so hot, but the blacktop was so hot, you know, you could fry an egg on the side. So the Gemara talks about it and says you shouldn't put it on a suda, boiling hot suda, shuhucham becham. It was heated by the sun, it was a blistering hot day, you know, so there's something hanging outside on your deck or whatever it is, it got really hot. So you'll spread it out, and I'll crack open an egg, and it'll cook. Now that's in Hilchos Shabbos, you didn't light any fire. Okay, there's no fire, you didn't light any ash. There's no use of any ash at all, it's all from the sun. So there's a distinction between what's called Tolda the Chama and Tolda the ash. It comes from the sun, the Chama. Right? The heat source was the sun. The heat source wasn't a fire. So that's a Hilchos Shabbos. The Shabbos will come to the Torah and Bishul. But anyway, the Mishnah says, "Ain't no sin." It's the Beit Mitzvah of Mechem Mishum Shulz Gal. The Loev can be sudrin. Rabbi Yossi Mater. Rabbi Yossi allows it because Rabbi Yossi holds it's what's called Tolda the Chama. Okay, it comes from the sun, the Chama, and not from fire. Okay, and again, so you know he's Mater altogether. He's Mater altogether. Yeah, Mater Gamer. Not Chama, but Tolda the Chama. Anyway, we'll talk about Mishum. But what's relevant to us is. Below yat mimena bechol, chol here is my weekday, in sand. Okay. Below yat mimena bechol, uv'avak drachim, b'shvil shetitzle. Okay. Again, you have sand that's hot. You walk on a beach on a hot day, the sand is too hot to stand on. You know, I mean, right? I mean, you have to wear slippers or thongs, whatever, to walk on the hot sand. So sand can be very hot. So they want the same thing. You put the egg in the sand and it'll cook. So it says, lo yat mimena bechol. Other times it's dust and so they got hot. Okay, b'shul shetitzle. Rashi explains, b'chol u'v'avak drachim, the end of 22, this is all in Shabbos, Lama Chesam, Beis, on the Mishnah, shehuchmu mikoch hachama. Okay, so there, Yossi doesn't disagree. That's the key point. Rashi says, b'gemar mefarsh, amai lo polik, Yossi b'hol. In the first case in the Mishnah, the egg by the kettle or on a frying it on a cloth or a garment that got hot, there, Yossi allows it. Here, when it says, you can't put the egg in the boiling hot sand, okay? There, Yossi disagrees. So the Rashi tells us on the Mishnah, the Gemara Mefarsh, Amaylo Polak, Yossi Baha. So, sure enough, from chapter 23, it's correct. Also, why does Yossi disagree? There's also told by the Chama that the sand got hot from the sun, also. There was no fire involved, there was no ash involved. Okay, so it's be the same thing. So Rava Omar Gzera Sheva Yatmin Remetz. Okay, because Remetz is ashes. Ashes. Ashes do come from fire, right? So they're afraid, they're even if Yossi agrees, if you let somebody roast an egg, or at least partially cook an egg in hot sand, they'll think you can do it in the fireplace in the hot ashes, but that's no good. The sand got hot because of the chama, because of the sun. But the ashes got hot because of fire. That's a different than anything which even told everything which is told to the ash. Told to the ash, everybody agrees. You're not allowed to cook it on Shabbos. Okay, the only machok is by told to the chama. And here, Rabbi Yossi agrees because it's exeris, so to speak. We have never remnants. We stop here. That's nothing to do with us. But the Gemara goes on. Rabbi Yossi, there's a reason.
Because Rabbi has answered one time.
Xerah Shema Yakin Rats Xerah. But if you're going to allow people to cook the egg in the sand that got heated by, got boiling hot because of the sun, hot sand, so someone will come and they'll also cook an egg in the ashes in the fireplace. And that's very different because the ash in the fireplace was the product of fire, right? As opposed to this, it got hot because of the fire. Why they hot? Because of the fire burning there. Okay, so now the fire went out, they're boiling hot ashes. Okay, yeah, but those ashes were heated up, so to speak, by the fire. So that's a problem on Shabbos because the origin is fire as opposed to sand, which got hot because of the sun. So that's a different thing. Okay. Right? And Rabbi Yossi agrees by the sand, even though he disagrees by putting it next to a kettle. So that's a Rabbi Yosef Amar, amazes afar min komo. The problem is when you're taking dust or even sand. Okay, so how do you put the egg in? You gotta dig a little bit, right? You have to dig a little bit. Oh, you gotta dig a little bit. That's what he says the problem. Look at Rashi. Let's look at first Rashi. Shemiyat min beremetz. This is Shabbos Lamed Tes and Aleph. The man dechazi sover mirdi ha'ilav mishul ha'ilav mishul. I'll see. Well, this cooks it, that cooks it. The Torah there hatmona, and you're doing hatmona means burying it, right? You're enveloping it. Mali remetz, mali chol. What's the difference if the ashes, if it's sand? Same idea. The average onlooker doesn't know the din, so think, well, if I could do it in sand, I can do it in ashes also. That's the concern. So even Rabbi Yossi, mishum hachi mod Rabbi Yossi, says Rashi, explaining the Gemara. And Rabbi Yossi is makelos, machmor also, because it's a reasonable chashash, and a personal thing. Well, this cooks it, that cooks it, that's mutter, that's also mutter. But Rabbi Yossi said the issue shemay mezes offer. So look at Rashi. Shema yozis offer. Shema lo yei sham chol okol chol atorah. Okay, it won't be enough sand, loose or whatever it is. But asi lazuzay offer hadavuk. Rabbi chofer guma. You're digging. Okay, you're digging. So that's the concern. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi agrees in this case because it smacks of harisha. Right, it's like digging. That's why he says in the case of the sand, even Rabbi Yossi agrees. Rabbi said it's Zera Shem Yatman Remetz. Rabbi Yossi seems to say no, the Rabbi agrees here because Shemez is offered. It's a different malacha involved. Okay?
Like, the Rabbi.
What's the macha? What's the nafka community new opinions? Ika benayo offer tichoach. Offer tichoach means where the earth, sand or whatever the earth, is loose. Tichoach, like it's already loose. Okay? According to Rabbi, it'll still be usher because examiner said we have the remit, so it look like ashes, same thing. But according to Yosef, the concern is you'll it's like digging. Well, if it's already loose, then no digging is needed. You can just stick the egg inside. Yeah.
Even so, you can't pick out.
Right. So we'll see about that shortly. Hold the thought. Okay. Well, since you mentioned, we'll see, but actually, it's Tosa deals that a little bit. And if an afkamina, a halacha maisa for playing the sandbox. Okay, if the thing is loose with sand, you push down, but it comes right back, right? If it's really just depressing it and down, it doesn't really, not really overturning it. So that's the idea. But anyway, that's
all. Rabbi.
Yeah, sorry, question.
The malacha of Harisha, we said, has to be la'anias ha'aretz. So how is there any hanof for the arts? There's no kavana for the ground to be better. So it's
right, but hold on that also, okay. That's more of a gzera auto, you know. But let's see. So Tosas, yeah, hold on. So Tosas do masim b'pnei 25 raises al koshel rashba. Okay, look at the 25. Lama Tetzmanal. Yeah, but the Rashbo and Tosu, that's our Rashmi Shans. Not the Rashbo or Shalom Ben Adar is the famous Rashbo that we have the Kiddush Rashbo and the Taurus Abayas. But the Tosu quotes the Rashbo, means of Shimshon Ben Abram, who's the Rashmi Shans. Shimshon Shans, sense in English. Anyway, other words, the Tosu, Arbalai Tosu never quote the Rashbo, it's quotes in Spain. Okay, the Rashbo, you know, the Talmud Ramban, Kiddush Rashbo, and so on. Shuvas Rashba, Taras Abayas. Anyway, so that's a different Rashba. Kosher Rashba, the Kamer Samach Alamadam Shem Yoz Dafar Ligzor. Well, I perish will shaykh lemember Ligzor. I have a lemember Ligzor. Okay, so he says Yesh Liyashe the Mishum the Chol Isur Drabbanan Heim Drabbanan Heim Zera Ato Doraisa Nokar Hadishna. That's why it has the language of Shema to say Ligzor, not Litzor. Okay. So he says,
what is the Ligzer and Ligzar?
No, so Ligzer, it means Drabbanon. Okay. So I think that I'm going to answer your question. It's a Drabbanon. On a Drabbanon level, they're concerned about it. Okay, it's a Drabbanon of Harisha.
So he thinks okay.
It's an Aser. He says that's why the Gemara uses the language of Ligzar as opposed to Litzar. Okay. The Holy Spirit, Rabban and Gzera under the right, so that's why it says. Then he writes, for old Pirishim with a Tom, the Sefer Yosher, Shemezis offer of Rabbi Chofer, who told the Choresh, a feel of offer Tichoach. Okay, he said, Rabban Tom holds that it's a told of Choresh, even with offer Tichoach, go Chol, about Drochim, and so on. Okay, so he wants to say that even if it's not for the purpose of benefiting the land anyway, it could still be a toldo. So that may be a machlokas, whether it's a rabbanon or it's a toldo. But the Rebbe Tam seems to say, again, the third line of 25, she mazes open koma bichofer, she told the chorish, I feel above her tichoach, going chol, babad drachim. Okay? And apparently, even by Ofer Tichol, there is such a thing as making a guma. All right. So then what do you mean? I thought the Gemara says that by Ofer Tichol, Ike Benai Ofer Tichol, the Gemara says that in that case, Rabbi Yosef would be matter if it's Ofer Tichol. So how can Rabbi Tam say Ofer Tichol is a problem of guma? Here, as the way the Tam is saying, even by Ofer Tichol, my loose earth, soil, loose stuff, dust, loose sand, or whatever, is still a problem. Okay, it's making a guma. Yeah.
Is he saying kofa in general is kofa, or only with Ofer Tichol?
No, I think only with the Gemara says the Gemara says kula malachachas. He must be talking about Tichol, I think, because the Gemara we had earlier, where was that? The one we had at the beginning, an Eigen Mubay, so it's to Achorish Achover Chotkul Malachachazin. Okay, so we're talking about Tichol, but the question that seems to be against this Gemara, because the Gemara in Lamites says that Ika Benai Ofer Tichol, right, meaning that that's an Afkamina, and the answer of Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, that according to Rabbi, it will be Mutter, Rabbi Yosef will be mutter. Shemay zafim koma will be mutter if it's ofer tichoach. Rabbi would still say it's also because there is shemayat and remet. But according to him, it's to be mutter here. So then Tos says it's ofer tichoach and it's ofer tichoach. Okay, there's different types of ofer tichoach. He says behold the koma, second last line there on that page. Behold the koma, the hocha ikem inay ofer tichoach. I know kol kach tichoach kishmenich beitzav nishkas me elel. Goes back to what you asked before, right? It's almost like the stuff falls in by itself. You see what he's saying? It's almost as if it on its own kind of sinks, if you will, back in. Okay, that it's so tichoach, it's so loose. You know, when it's sometimes like in a kid's sandbox or even the ocean, if you're further back, the difference when you're closer to the water, so then you can scoop out stuff and then you make a hole. You're back at at the beginning, with a boardwalk or whatever, you scoop out sand. It'll come right back. It's very hard to make a hole. I mean, you can keep digging. But if you just scoop out a little bit of sand, it'll kind of fall right back. So that's what he says is different. Nishkas melech. The behu vada of shach chorish. The kashal of Yerusha, the ma'apolik, rabba, real sin, lochai, shemash, mizah, mokomet, lamanda, one second. Lamash, mizah, mashal, rabba, nicha. Okay, so he said they should have more should have said that is enough. We need some of the rabbis, some of the Shah Guma El Kishanuto be Yodom in offer, the Nishar Makom in a Guma. Okay, but when he says Beit El Shah Guma, if he's any cares. But what would, it makes a distinction, is anything, again, if I scoop up sand, is there anything, any remnant, anything Mikar from the fact that I scooped up sand? You can't see anything. So that's the chilek he makes, but the digging in a sandbox would be okay because the whole, it collapses right away. Right, so that's why I think it's okay. I think it's okay to let kids play in the sandbox on Shabbos because what is it? Even if they're scooping stuff up, but it falls right back. The average type of sandbox, unless the sand is wet, or it's hardened in some ways, it's solidified, then that could be a problem. So let's see what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, well, actually, something else also. I'm sorry, one other thing before we come to. Let me get back to it, but all right. A few minutes, good. So, just as a side point, there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Yontif, okay, in 26. Hilchos Yontif, talking about a mace, Rachman Tzalan Yontif. Orchaim Sim Tov Kuf Chav Uvav, okay. But an important halachic point, which would be another heter for a sandbox, okay? And that is, let's see what basically what comes out is that choresh is only in a place where theoretically one could plant, okay? One could actually, it's royal Israel, so to speak, okay? And as a further machlokas, is it have to be royal Israel or do people actually plant here? So Nafkamina comes out in this discussion. You hear what I'm saying? In other words, the chorish is only like in a field or someplace where one, we all saw that distinction already. In a house, when you're leveling the terrain in a house, we saw that that's not harisha because nobody's planting in their house. No one wants stuff to grow in their living room, right? Out of the middle of the soil, right? Again, we're not used to that because we have covered floors, but I mean, it's bona in the house. In a field, it's chorish. So, but it's only chorish in a field where it's shaykh to be zareya. It's going to be machok is shaykh to be zareya, or actually people use it for zareya. How far, I don't know, how close does it have to be to being suitable? It's just in theory suitable or in practice suitable, basically. So the discussion here is burying a dead person on Yantiv. So the Shulchan says it's in the Tavkuv Chavav or Chaim. Okay, so we know that on Shabbos, you know, if someone dies while it's not on Shabbos, you can't do anything to the mace. Okay, if it's on Yontif, it depends on the first day, you can have a goy take care of the mace, and if the second day, even a Jew can get involved. Yom Tosheni, Yisasku, Yisrael, Afil Yom Tosheni, Shema Shoshana, Afil Lo Ishti, Afil Lachtoch, Lo Hadas, Mechuber, if things make it smell. Again, we can read through the details there. But the Gemara is explained, the Shulchan Aruch says, because Yom Tov Sheni, Legabe Meis, Kechol Shavur Abara. Okay, regarding Yom Tov Sheni, we always replicate Yom Tov Sheni, Tumen Chutzlitz, obviously. We always replicate Yom Tov Sheni, everything was done Yom Tov Rishon, we do everything exact same thing. But the one exception is Meis. Okay, if somebody dies, in Yom Tov Sheni, we have Kulas, we wouldn't apply Yom Tov Rishon. Okay, and there's a question, what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, after Yom Tov Sheni, is Yom HaRichter, maybe Yom Tov Sheni, Yom Yisrael, right? Okay, so not our topic. Yeah.
A question. Is Yom Kippur like Shabbos, or is it like...
In this case, it was Rosh Hashanah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Okay, but anyway, therefore, the Shulchan Aruch writes that since, on the fourth line there, this is Tavkuf Chavav, Sivdal, Orchaim, I feel extra about it, even if you can get going to take care of it, it's Mutter, have Yisrael, Kippur Yisrael. Ramor writes, the fourth line, I go up. Avu ba'ashkenaz, this elo ananogim, ain ananogim came. Elakol hechad efshur amen osin a keber ba'aron tichai de amen. If you can have goyim take care of it, it's better. Even in Yom Sheni, okay. Yeah, but if ain lo efshur amen, then mutar asukai de Yisrael. You know, even Ramos says that. Okay, and then also in terms of the actual burial. Now we don't do this today. As a side point, we don't bury it. Well, I shouldn't say we don't. Most communities don't bury today. There are some who have a burial on the Yom Tov Sheni today. If I'm not mistaken, I don't know if they used to. I don't know. The Broyles community will bury on the Yom Tov Sheni. Maybe not today because they got to the cemetery entrance. I'm not sure. Some of the Chassidish community, did they have their own? Nobody got, just a minimum number of people go, and that's it. Today, with the concern, it's going to lead to Chil Yom Tov, people are going to talk, people that. So, but according to the Gemara, you know, you can find out, I'm not sure. I think the Boers, they used to do burial in the Tosh, I don't know if they still do. Okay, and some Chassidish communities do also. But anyway, the Ramor writes, which is relevant to us, Mutar the Chasoso Ba'ofar Kedarka B'chol. Well, you know, when you cover a coffin, you know, when they're digging and moving dirt and sand and earth and other stuff, okay, so Shulchan Aruch says, allowed to be done the way it is on Chol. Okay, the way it is in a week, that's the one of Rum.
We're talking about a coffin?
Burying somebody.
Not a coffin.
Well, whatever it is. They have a coffin. They're buried.
Would he
use
the coffin?
Who would the Mechaber? I don't know. Probably not. And we use coffins because it's illegal. I mean,
right. So we kind of break it.
You know, make a hole and open at the bottom. Yeah.
The bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I didn't mean a coffin. I meant the mace. And I just, you know, so they wrap it like a, it's almost like a hammock, you know, they wrap it. Yeah. Anyway.
Except for soldiers.
What? Soldiers?
In Israel? In Israel, they don't make any very soldiers in coffins.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Even
in the coming of Rios.
I don't
know. In some cases, so they just bury all soldiers in coffins.
I remember when I happened to be in Artisol when Rav Zevin, heard of Rav Zevin, Rav Shmuel Yosef Zevin. Rav Zevin was a great Talmud Chacham. He was the founder of the Encyclopedia Talmudis. You know, the yellow Encyclopedia Talmudis. He was the founder. He wrote Talmud de Balach. You ever seen one of them? If you're not familiar with it, it's a nice, beautiful, beautiful work. It's called, not that it's my school, but the Amodim Halacha, which also called Trinity, I think it's called the Festival of Halacha. Yes, it's just a beautiful presentation of those classic issues in regards to Yom Tov. And in my opinion, you know, he writes so beautifully, it can be understood by someone with a limited learning experience and by Talmud Chacham. You know, so he writes it so clearly, he gives you a makaris on the bottom, very beautiful. He had a gift, in my opinion, for writing very clearly from Zevin. Anyways, Ronald got him out. Anyway, so he was, also has other Sfarim. There's a sefer called the Or HaLacha, which is like off the beaten path topics. you know, he has an essay about snow and a whole thing about, big thing about Shemitah. He had, I gave that shiur once, he has an essay, Rosevin, he was knowledgeable in other areas also. He wrote an essay, and read The Merchant of Venice, the Shakespeare, yeah. Merchant of Venice. Yeah. So Rosevin has an essay about Shylock. What would have happened had that case come before Bezdin? It's called Mishpat Shylock. Okay, that's what it's called. The last essay, huh? Yeah, the pound of flesh. What would be if a Bezdin had to consider such a case? Very fascinating essay. I gave a shiur about it. What's up? I took my father, Lashon, was a professor of English here at YU for many decades, for more than 40 years. So his first yard site, it was during COVID, so I couldn't have a get-together to have a see him. So I gave on Zoom, I gave a shiur on Mishpat Shalak. He taught Shakespeare and other things in the college, so I gave that shiur. So it's a very interesting, just an analysis of halachic approach. Any other interesting things? Anyway, why I'm going to show you, I happened to be in Ritzor, it was Evan Dunn, I don't remember exactly when it was, but I was there. And so they have, we've seen Leviathan Eretz Yisrael, they have a big march from Yashar Megula, whatever it is, to Har Menuchos, it's throngs of people, you know. So I joined in, I was there, so I went to that Leviathan. And you could get, basically, there are four people holding, basically, the hammock with ropes. Amazing. And you get up, you can hold it for a few steps. You know, you're getting in the front. The next person will give it to you, and you give it to the next person. You know, and so somehow I was able to get, eventually, able to get in the front. So I actually carried it for a little while. And the funny thing was that I gave it to the next person was behind me. I gave it to him, and I looked at it like I took a double take. Because the person had, he was wearing a hat. He had very thick glasses. I looked in for a second, it was Menachem Begin. Now, as soon as I realized who it was, I was pushed out of the way by, I guess a security detail, but like for one thing, what? that was the end of the way he came, to pay respects. Anyway, but whatever, to want to cough, so you're allowed to cover it with us. So the one that I'm wrong there, it's quite good. In the 27, the Chasos B'Ofer, the Gemara Kuru, okay? And so he quotes a Taz in Yoredeya, Yerichas Avelus, okay? The Mogen Avraham, look in 27, Mogen Avraham in the Orachayim, Hilchos Yontes, top Kuchov of Sukkot Yud. The Mogen Avraham says that he quotes a Taz who says, Ra'itzik, third line, Ra'itzik Taz Mekom, Shizmael, Mabzir, Ma'ofra, Tocha, Kever, Behubayna, Isur Gomor. And a lot of put that in because of the problem of it. But anyway, the Harisha, he brings it up. But he says, the Mogen Avraham does, okay? He says, in a Sadeh, a Mashm of a Sadeh, She'ena Harusha, a Machayim Klal. Okay? Nobody's planting in a graveyard. Okay? They don't plant, it's not a place for planting for food and so on and so forth. So therefore, you're not in a Chayim at all. Okay? But actually, the Dhamma of the Bayesh, Mesakim, Shaloyah, Meis, Magula, it goes back and forth. But at the end of the day, the Mogen Avraham suggests that maybe it's still be also Drabana. Okay? One or two other things just to finish up. There is another sugya, okay? There's another sugya that's relevant. If you do something, what if you do you have to do harisha? What if I do it with a different, without the equipment, to do it by hand or something like that? So there's a Gemara in Shabbat on Mem Vamud Beis, the sugya there, he's talking about that, Reb Shimon holds in many kulas by Muktzah. He says, "Ein l'taltel, not allowed to move a lamp on Shabbos because Shem Yechabenu." Okay, maybe you'll move it and it'll go out. Okay, that's the sugi. So they asked on Mem Vav and Beis. We've seen this already before. 28. The Sanya Reb Shimon Omer Gorer Adam Kis, but isn't it Dovah Shem is coming? What are you worried if it's going to go out? Right? We had this. The Tanya, Reb Shimon Omer, Gora Odom Kisei Mitzvah Safsom, Uvad Shvei Skaven, Lashon Shvitz. Right? That's the classic Reb Shimon Skaven. You're allowed to drag the bed if it's not posh, unless it's secretion, like we discussed at length. But you're allowed to drag it. So Kol Hechad Yerchaven, Ikei Sur Daraisa, Kilo Mechaven, Goz Reb Shimon Darabonan. Kol Hechad Yerchaven, Ikei Sur Darabonan, Kilo Mechaven, Shori Reb Shimon Lechad Chilo. Okay? He says as follows. Okay? He makes the following chilo. By kibui, okay, that's the malacha deraisa. Rashi says there in Mevav and Beis, Yisur deraisa 29, kibui ad malachu, right? But a chritz, there's no Yisur deraisa. Why not? Because even if you made a chritz, what's the problem? It's always, I think we discussed it back then, we talked about the Dorshim is common, but when we make a chritz, like is the riser, the chofer kilachar yadu. And that's not a normal meaning of digging. The chofer, the Amar al-Kaman, told the Chorosh of Chaim, hanimi lechofer kedarko. It's only the Rabbanu to begin with, because it's not the normal manner. Digging a bed so that the wheels or the legs of the bed or the couch or whatever is make a chritz, that's not normal. That's only the Rabbanu. So in such a case, the Shimon is matel lechatchila. That's what he said, Dorshim is common, mutel lechatchila. When we're dealing with something which is derived from the Torah, then the Shimon will answer. Okay, again, that's not our topic now, yeah.
Why can't we say the same thing with burying the egg? That's not chofer kedarko.
Yeah, okay, that's 2 years before. I have to think about it. We'll come, okay? But the act is the same. The act is still moving the stuff out. That's why. Here, it's the act is kalachayat. The purpose may be different, but the act is the same. Here, the act is different. That's what you have to say.
Okay.
Where, over there?
Yeah,
maybe it'll definitely make a hole. Yeah, it could be. That's a good answer. Also, he said he has a psikration also in the case of the egg. So the Rashi, but look what Rashi says. Hani Mili is important for us. We'll wrap up with this. He says Hani Mili.
Rashi
and Shabbos Nevov and Beis. The last word of Rashi. Hani Mili Chofer. I'm not interested right now in the Rav Shimon issue. Just he's talking about Harisha, right? That's the draining the bed. But he said it's only a problem Doraisa when it's Chofer Kedarko. The Mora Vekardom. Mora is like a shovel or a hoe, okay? A kardom is like a spade. You know, we have instruments which are used for Harisha. So Rashi seems to say over there that the only problem is sounds like Rashi's insisting that the only problem with Harisha Doraisa is to use a tool, okay? But it appears from Tosis on that earlier daf on Lamed Tes and Aleph, okay, by the Machlokes Rabban of Yosef, Ika Benai Ofer Tichoch, 31, okay, so the sugi there again, that we saw before, back in the, what was it again? 23. Back in 23, yeah, Lamed Tes and Aleph, so the sugi there was talking about doing it by hand and not with a tool, and yet, right, that was the sugi over there with the egg, right, it was doing by hand, not with a tool. Okay, it's a choresh. Okay, and so what emerges from Tosas, my Pirshu Kunti is offered Tichoach, well, Shaykh Aguma, and so on. So the answer would be, and this probably plays your question a little bit, what is the Kedarko? Okay, what is the normal Kedarko? In other words, with the egg, if you ever do better, you don't take a shovel and then you do it with your hand. So then that's the normal fashion. Follow that, and come back to your point. You hear the chilek? Okay, that's with the egg, that is kedarko. Okay, therefore it's considered harishi without a tool. Okay, and the Rashi here in 29, when he's talking about more of a kardom, okay, he means lavdafka, that's just a place where it's, where it's necessary, or where it's normally done. If it's normally done with a tool, then that's considered the kedarko. Okay, so that's what emerges from that tosis. All right, I guess we should stop here until later, ready. By the way, and the other issue is with the dragging, certain things, another distinction, I want to finish the point also, another thing about the dragging, you know, when you drag something, let's say, this, I tell you it's no gift, okay, for, let's say you have a wheelchair or baby carriage and the wheels, right? But that's not really digging. All that's doing is pressing the dirt down. Right? You're depressing the dirt. Okay, so that would seem to be okay because it adds Dovash and Miskabim. And when you said about the psikration, you could argue even if it's the psikration, but it's not really digging. It's not like turning the earth. Like when you're digging, you're turning the dirt around, right? You're doing it as opposed to, you can make that chilek also.
It could also make it worse for the ground.
I mean, it won't be beneficial to the soil. Yeah, that's also possible. But if you hear the chilek, though, that's why I think it's okay to walk even on dirt with a wheelchair or a baby carriage in some way. Because all that does, the wheel just pushes the soil down. It makes that's perhaps different. Now, let me just do one last thing. Okay, and one of the sugya, I'm Gimel Beis, the Gemara says, Amar of Sheish 32, Amar of Sheish, Haisel of Gavshushis. Gavshushis is like a mound of some sort. Okay? Benotla, Babayas, Chai Mishubona, Besada, Chai Mishubhorish. Amar of Haisel of Guma, Betamah, okay, also a hole where you filled it with dirt. So there's some little mound, and you leveled it off. Okay?
You have to
level the ground. So it's in the house, it's Bona. Inotli, remove the mound, remove the dirt, the raised dirt from
inside the house.
Inside the house, it's bone, like we said before. We saw that it's Mishum Chorish, because leveling the ground. This really introduces us to the topic we'll talk more about tomorrow. And Rava says the same thing. You have a Guma, which was a hole, but Tumma, and you filled it with dirt. The Bayez Chai Mishum Bone, and we saw Mishum Chorish. Okay? Then the Gemara has the other. The other we have to just put it in because we have this. Look at Rashi, Gavshush's tail cotton. It's a small thing. But by a shaykh binish, miskavin, hashlos karkusa. You want your, again, we don't have this because we don't have those kind of floors today. Okay, but you want your living room floor to be level. Okay, so that's a din in bona. Okay, that's what Rashi said, that's in the house. But by a shaykh binish, miskavin, hashlos karkusa. You want to level the terrain, right? Level the floor. But a field is mishum chorish, the merafe aryo. That's your softening up the land. Same thing, boom and tomba. Off you stuffed it up, you filled it up with stuff. That's chorish, okay? And it's told as we here's the cargo.
Hole.
Huh?
The hole?
Yeah, the hole, again. Well, maybe you don't have to be a pit then. Little thing, so now you want to level it, so you fill it in. Same idea, okay? And it's on this way, the Gemara says on Gimel Beis, Amar Rab Abba, Chofer Gum Shabbos, Eidot Torah, Afra, Patala, Vril, Behuda, Rachas, and Gubul, Chayavala, Chayavala, Hanemil, Misaka, and Haimakalko. Okay, that's another issue, okay? But, I just wanted to put this in because it related to what we said before from that Magen Avraham, the Pnei Yoshua, and that Sugi and Shabbos, Ayin Gimel Beis, 34, Divavasu, Gemara, Michti, Mikra, Karbi, right? The Gemara asks why we start with Zoreya, so Chorish comes first. He says, Chorish should come first, and so on. He says, but he mentions, Lo Chai Bishu Chorish, El Zvir, Makom Sheroy, El Zvir. Aval Kashe Chorish, Makom Sheroy, El Zvir, Go Mitzuma, O Chorish, Shalo, Tzorok, Zvir, El Ashvi, Gumos, Eno Chai Bishu Chorish, El Mishu Bona. Okay, so he wants to say that if it's a place where it's not Shaykh Lezriya, then it's not going to be called Chorish, maximum we call Bona, and if that's not relevant, because it's not a house, it's only, it wouldn't be Bona either. Okay, the Egle Tal, it's the last thing we'll do today, Egle Tal, the Malachas Chorish, Os Tez Zion, okay, he says, what if you have a place, Ain't a low bias or low Sadech? It's neither a house with Bona's Shaykh, nor it's a field with Chorish. So he says, Lechora, okay, but he doesn't again like that. He says, but pastus mashman chom mokum osir. That'll be osir anyway. Even though it's not a field, so you're doing it for the land and not a house, but I'm not really sure why. Okay. He says, it just says lo motzimuze. Okay. We haven't found anybody who says that it's mutter to do it in a place which is neither a house nor a field. Okay, we'll stop over here. We get the idea. That's tomorrow we'll discuss some of the things about sleeping, other things which are okay, I'll come to the mic to Malach of Chorish. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, then we'll have a good day.